We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. We are up to Siv Vav, the last two lines on page Tzadi Beis, about to turn on to page 184. We started last night, we'll begin it again. The Mechaber says, Tov lo hiskir shel Shabbos, if a person made a mistake and forgot to say Ritzei in benching, Omer baruch ato Hashem lokeinu melech olam shenoson shabosos lemnucha la'amo Yisrael bi'ahava li'os v'libris baruch ato Hashem mekadesh ha-shabbos. Continues the Mechaber, V'im tov lo hiskir shel Yom Tov, if a person forgot to say Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, Omer he says, Baruch ato Hashem lokeinu melech olam shenoson yomim tovim li'Yisrael esoson u'lesimcha es yom chag ploni hazeh baruch ato Hashem mesameach Yisrael mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. V'imchal Yom Tov b'Shabbos, if you have both together, it's Yom Tov and Shabbos, then you join them together and you say, Omer, Shenosan, Shabbosos, Lemnucha, La'ama Yisrael, Bi'ava, Li'os, V'libris, V'yomim Tovim, L'soson, L'simcha, Es Yom, Chag Ploni Hazeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mikadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Hazmanim. So those are the three brachos that you could possibly say, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov, and one for Shabbos and Yom Tov together. The Chol Brachos Halalu B'Shem U'Malchus, all these Brachos begin with the Shem Hashem and the Malchus. V'Hodisagi B'Hach Bracha, that which is enough just to say this Bracha and not to repeat benching, is Dafka K'Shenisgar Kodim Shehiska Atov Ametiv. Dafka, if you remember your mistake before you start the Bracha of Atov Ametiv, Avalim Lo Nisgar At Shehiska Atov Ametiv, but if you don't realize that you forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavo until you already started Atov Ametiv, you have to go back and start benching again. Let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sifkoton Tez Zayin. We said you made a mistake, you didn't mention Shabbos. Even if you are in doubt of whether you mentioned Shabbos or not, we assume that you did not mention it, and therefore you would have to say this extra bracha. And the bracha, we saw exactly the lashon of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Brura says in Yud Zayin, Vim eino yodea nusach bracha zu, if a person does not know the nusach of the bracha, chozer larosh, he goes back to the beginning of benching. Vim yodea haaschola vasiyam, but if he knows the beginning and ending of the bracha, av she eino yodea shar ha nusach shebeemtza karoi, even if he doesn't know the middle of the bracha properly, omra, he says whatever he knows, vi ein sarach lachzer larosh, he does not have to go back to the beginning. And look what we wrote in the Bir Halacha. There is a very important Bir Halacha over here. We read the first Bir Halacha yesterday. The first Bir Halacha just points out that even though if you say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in the Bracha of Rachim, so you're not really saying a Baruch in the beginning, but really that's because the Bracha of Rachim is a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrta, and really there is a Baruch over there. And that's why it appears that only when you miss it, then you're saying a Bracha, but really it's not true. Really it's always part of a Bracha. The Bir Halacha that we'll see now is the Ramaskel Shenoson Shabbosos Lemnucha. And it's going on the beginning of the Mishnah Brura in Sifkoton Yud Zayin that says that if you don't know the Nusach of the Bracha, it's too bad, you have to go back to the beginning of benching, there's no other Eitzah. Says the Bir Halacha an amazing thing. Look what we mentioned in the Mishnah Brura, B'Shem the Taz, Lagabi, one who does not know the nusach of the bracha, that he has to go back to the beginning of benching. But says the Chavetz Chaim, V'la'anias daiti yesh la'ayin bazeh tuva. In my humble opinion, we need to analyze this very well. L'fi ma'ashe pasig ha'shulchan aruch le'el b'simin kuf yudalet sevav. Based on what we learned earlier in the Mechaber, in Hilchos Tfila, di'im shachach lomer ma'ashif haruach v'nisgar, Ad shalohiskel ata kadosh. You finish the bracha of Mechai Mesim. You realize you forgot Mashiv Aruach, but you didn't yet start the bracha of ata kadosh, the Omer Mashiv Aruach. You say Mashiv Aruach right there after the bracha of Mechai Mesim, as long as it's before you start the new bracha of ata kadosh. V'hu adin l'inyan yalav v'yavo kishenisga kodom shiskel modim. So too in Shmon Esri, if you forgot yalav v'yavo and you realize after the bracha before you start a modim, you say it right there. V'atam b'kolzeh mishum, and the reason for this is the kevan shelo hiskel adayin bracha acheres. Since you did not yet start the new bracha, lo nikra adayin siyum bracha. It's as if you didn't finish the bracha before yet. It's as if you're still part of that bracha and you can still say it. So says the Chavetz Chaim, imkei nochinami binyaneinu. If so, by our inyan right here as well. Nehi detiknu rabbanon l'chadchila lomar nusal bracha shenosan shabosos. Granted that the rabbanon established l'chadchila that you should say this special bracha with the proper nusach. The hachi adiv tvei avada, that's better. kedekasvina neikara, like we wrote originally. Avoheicha de'eno yodea nusach, but if you don't know the nusach of the bracha, lama lo yomar kan ritzei kishu Shabbos. Why can't you just say the nusach of ritzei? O yal v'yavo kishu yom tov, or say yal v'yavo when it's yontif. Keima shelo hiskal da'im bracha shacharel. So the same way we say in Shmoneh Esrei by Mashiv Aruch Amar Hageshem, and by yal v'yavo, if you finish a bracha, you could still say it as long as you didn't start the next bracha, because it's still considered as if you're part of the previous bracha. Why can't we say the same thing in benching, even though l'chatchila they established to say a special bracha? But if you don't know the nusach of the bracha, why does the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Taz say that you have to go back to the beginning of benching? Why can't you just say Ritzei right there? Or say Yal V'Yavo right there like we do in Shmoneh Esrei? Uka'osek adayim bebirchas rachim dami. It's as if you're still in the middle of the bracha of rachim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'intirtza l'chalei v'lomer, and if you want to make the following chiluk and say, d'le'inyan birchas hamazon shani, that benching is different, the Choshvi Rabbanan Siyam Bracha, the Rabbanan consider it by benching more of a Siyam Bracha, the Bracha is over. Mikavan Shagoma Birchas Bonei Yerushalayim. Vafilu Hachi Heichadu Mavarach Bishvil Me'ena Ma'ora Bracha Meyuchedes. But there's a special exception if you're saying the special Bracha that they instituted for Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Heikilu, they were lenient. Velohich Richu Lachzor LaRosh Kishaniskar. Then the Namat Yochiyu to go back to the beginning if you remember the Lashon of the Bracha. If you want to suggest that, you can't say that. Ze'enu, that's impossible. Why? The whole source of saying Mashiv Aruach after you finish the bracha of Mechaim Esim, or saying Yal V'Yavo after the bracha of Ritzei before you get to the Modim, the whole source for that is the fact that we have these special brachas in benching. So you can't be mechalik between benching and Shmoneh Esrei. The whole source for the whole halacha in Shmoneh Esrei, that you could say the Meina Ma'ora after you finish the bracha and it's ki'il, you're part of the bracha still, the whole source for that is these brachas that were instituted by benching. So you see there's no chilik between benching and Shmoneh Esrei. Alma de lo chashiv siyam bracha, kodem shiz lebracha shacharel. So you see clearly that from benching it's not considered the ending of the bracha, but till you start the next bracha. And if you want to make the chiluk that we're suggesting, ein makor ledinam, then there's no longer a source to do it by Shmoneh Esrei. Ibra de din zed the Shulchan Aruch hanal b'sinei kuf yud dalid ulakamon simen tovchav beis lav mil sabrihi. In a chanami, this whole halacha of saying Mashiv Aruach Amar Hageshem after you finish the bracha Mechaim Esim, or saying Yal V'Yavo after you finish the bracha before Modim, is not so poshut. The Kama Rishonim pligi al zeh, because there are many Rishonim who argue on this. Ayin shamu el bebir halacha mikomukom lefi das haShulchan Aruch hanal tzorach in lemaisa. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, it says it works. So it's tzorach in lechora here, it should work as well, because this is the whole makor for over there. So you can't make the chiluk between benching and Shmoneh Esrei. You can't make the chiluk, so why can't we say it works over here as well? That is the question that the Chavetz Chaim asks on this psak that he brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Taz, that if you don't know the Nusach Lebracha, you have to go back. Chavetz Chaim doesn't understand. Just say Ritzei right there. Just say Yal V'Yavo right there. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, turning to page 184. One other note, note number 12, which is on page 184, across from 184, he points out as well, that he says, V'chein misha shokach lomar Yal V'Yavo b'yomtov, one who forgets Yal V'Yavo on yomtov, u'bebirchas asher nosan yomim tovim lo hiskir Hashem achag. He didn't even mention the name of the yomtov in the special bracha that Tehillah David writes, sheyotzei dechova, he is actually yotzei. The fact that he mentioned yomtov, even in him, he didn't mention which yomtov it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yudches, we said if you forgot Yal V'Yavo on yomtov, you could say the bracha of asher nosan yomim tovim li Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lomar La'amo Yisrael. You have to say La'amo Yisrael. Sifkaton Yutes, we said the Girsa is L'Sason U'L'Simcha. They were given for days of Sason V'Simcha. U'Barosh Hashanah Ein Omrim L'Sason U'L'Simcha. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say those words, L'Sason U'L'Simcha. Gam Ein Omrim U'Dvarcha Malkeinu. We also don't add in the words that we usually say on Rosh Hashanah in Tefillah, U'Dvarcha Malkeinu. V'Zen Nusacho, this is the Nusach. If you forget Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, this is what you should say. If you remember it in the proper place, which we'll see what it is soon, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosan Yomim Tovim La'amo Yisrael Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. That is the nusach of the bracha. Ve'eino Chosein Bo Kimo Berosh Chodesh, and you don't have an ending bracha, just like we'll see tomorrow night in Siv Zayim when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. The ending brachos are only in a case where there's a mitzvah to eat where you have Shabbos, you have Yontif, but Rosh Chodesh, where there's no chiyuv to eat, we'll see there are some who hold that by Rosh Hashanah also that you're allowed to fast, that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they hold as less of a chiyuv, and therefore you would not end off with the ending bracha that you have for the Shabbos and Yontif if you forgot it. Rather, Rosh Hashanah will be like Rosh Chodesh. That is the opinion of the Magen Avram, who argues with the Knesset HaGdolah, who says Rosh Hashanah is just the same as every other Yontif. But many Achronim agree with the Pesach of the Knesset HaGdolah, unlike the Magen Avram, and therefore according to them, you do have to end off with an ending bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. V'im shochach v'hiskla tova meitiv, gam kein das ha-Magen Avram, d'shuv eino chozer k'mo b'Rosh Chodesh. The Magen Avram goes a step further and says that on Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot to say this extra bracha, when you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you already started at tova meitiv, you do not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, just like Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot Yalav Yavo, you forgot the special bracha, you just go vayti, you don't have to go back. Again, the same idea, since Rosh Chodesh is no chiyuv of benching, there's no chiyuv of suda, therefore you don't go back. So too, he says, like Rosh Hashanah is the same din. However, the Yerava cholek alav usvilei the chozer, the Yerava argues and says, again, Rosh Hashanah is like every other yontif, and you would go back to repeat benching. That's why Rosh Hashanah, uviyom ha-kippurim le'inyan cholesh, et tzarech lecho bo, tzarech lomar bo, yalav yavo. A person who is sick on Yom Kippur, and the doctors tell him he must eat, he has to say Yalav Yavu in benching. Kidla kamei b'simen tofei shuchas, like we'll see later on in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. But in Pasol be'atova meitiv, if he forgot to say Yalav Yavu and he started already atova meitiv, v'niskar shelo omer Yalav Yavu eino tzarech lachzor. He doesn't have to go back because obviously there's no chiyuv suda on Yom Kippur as well. Ukemo b'Rosh Chodesh, it's just like Rosh Chodesh. V'im niskar kodim shehiskel b'rchas atova meitiv. If he realizes he forgot Yalav Yavo before Atova Meitiv, Yesh Omrim Ditzarach Lomar Baruch Shanasan Yomim Kedoshim LiYisrael Es Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. Some say there is a special bracha that you would say for Yom Kippur, B'li Chasima without the Chasima, similar to Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, D'bazel Otiknu Chachamim Klal Nusach Bracha L'Hashlim Haskaras Yalav Yavo. Some say on Yom Kippur they did not institute any expression that you should say as a replacement for Yalviyavo. V'chol shalo omer b'mekomo shuv eino chozer. That if you didn't say Yalviyavo in the proper place, you just leave it. V'chein b'stabra, and that makes the most sense, says the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chaf. That's going with the Mechaber said that if Yontif Haschal on Shabbos, then you say a special bracha including Shabbos and Yontif together. Obviously, you're only going to say the bracha that includes the insertion for Shabbos and Yontif if you didn't say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, right? Myri Shashach v'lo Mashneim lo Ritzei v'lo Yalav Yavo. Ulahachi tzarech lichlo Shneim, and therefore you have to include both of them in the bracha you're saying now. Aval im shachach shel Shabbos levad, but if you just forgot Ritzei, but you said Yalav Yavo, Omer Raka shenosan Shabbos l'slimnucha, then you only fill in the special bracha for Shabbos. V'chein b'shachach shel Yom Tov levad, if you just forgot Yalav Yavo and you said Ritzei, then you only say Omer Asher Nosan Yom Tovim Amal Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out in Sifkat and Chaf that which the Mechaber says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov together you say a bracha that includes both, that's only if you forgot both. If you remembered one, you only say the bracha of the one that you forgot. Then the Mechaber told us all these brachos are b'shem u'malchus. The Mishnah Berurah says in Chaf Aleph Pirish Psichas HaBrachos. The beginning of the brachos all start up with the shem and the malchus. And then we said that which is enough to say this bracha is dafka if you remember before you started atova meitiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Beis, Hainu sha'omet achar birchas bonei Yerushalayim. You're holding after the bracha bonei Yerushalayim, that's when you could say the special bracha. The imniskar achar sha'omar tevas baruch ata. But if you're in the bracha bonei Yerushalayim and you said baruch ata, poshut dechozer lomar ritzevach litzenu o yalav yavo. It's Pasha, you stop where you are and you go back to Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. The Omer Achakach Ubnei Yerushalayim. And then you continue onwards and you say Bnei Yerushalayim again since you didn't say the bracha. The Imniskar Achar Sha'omer Kfar Baruch Ato Hashem. If you already said Hashem's name in the bracha, Me'anochon Sheyesayim Tekev Lamdeinu Chukecha. It's appropriate that you end up the bracha by saying the Pasuk of Lamdeinu Chukecha. Kedei Shelo Yeh Hashem Levatola. That way the Shem Hashem is not Levatola. And then it's you're still in the middle of the bracha, you just had this extra pasuk, and then you'd go back to Ritzei or Yalvi Avu, and continue onward. Says note number 16. Umisha Shachach Lomer Yalvi Avu B'Yom HaKippurim. One who forgets to say Yalvi Avu on Yom Kippur. Ruchaim Kinevsky says, Sha'af al pishim ikra adin, eino tzarech lachzor, even though as we just saw in the Mishabura, mikra adin, one does not have to go back, mikomokom im niskar achar amiras Hashem. If he realizes his mistake, by Baruch Ato Hashem, yomar landeni chukecha, he says, you still should say landeni chukecha, v'yachzor lahatzir as meina ma'ora, and you should go back, and you should in fact go back for Yalav Yavu. So again, even though the Mishabura said, if you forgot to say it, there's a machlokas, if you have the bracha or not, and even so, some say you just leave everything altogether, you don't even say the bracha, but he says, if you realize your mistake by Baruch HaTo Hashem, then Ruchai Kinesi says you should correct yourself, say Lam Neinu Chukecha, and go back and say Yalav Yavu. Sivkoton Chav Gimel. So we said at the end that which is enough to say this extra bracha is dafka if you realize your mistake before you start Atova Meitiv. But if you didn't realize your mistake, at shehisu atova meitiv, you don't realize that you forgot ritzer yalvi yavu until you started the bracha atova meitiv, then you have to start benching again. Says the Mishabura, Kosev Achai Odom, wrote to Lomra Mitzah say, Sho'omar Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam HaKel. It doesn't mean you just started the bracha of atova meitiv by saying Baruch. It means you said all the way till HaKel. Zem Mikri Aschol LeBracha Zo. That's considered the beginning of this bracha. Avol im Omar Rak Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. If you just said those words and you didn't say the word Akel, Yisayim, you should end off Asher Noson Shabbos Osumnucha. You could end off with a bracha that's appropriate for that day for Shabbos or Yontif. The Achakach Yachzor V'Yomar Birchas Atova Meitiv. Then you go back and start again the bracha of Atova Meitiv. The Ayim the Bir Halacha. So to summarize, the Chai Adam says before we see the Bir Halacha, which is a very important Bir Halacha, the Chai Adam says, that which the Mechaber says that you start the bracha of Atova Meitiv and start benching again, that's only if you said already, bracha l'shonah hakel. You said already an additional word that wouldn't be in the bracha that you could have inserted to cover up for your missing of Yalvi Avo or Ritzei. But if you only said the words, bracha l'shonah hakel melech olam, you didn't say hakel, you could just finish off with the appropriate bracha to make up either for Ritzei or Yalvi Avo or both, whatever you missed. But that's not so posh what the Chai Adam says. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, the top line in 184, he says as follows, I am the Mishabura Mashakasana B'Shem HaChai Odom. Look what we just wrote in the Mishabura B'Shem HaChai Odom. V'hinei Mishari Achronim Mashma. From the other Achronim it is Mashma. De Mishahisl Bracha Zo. Once you start the Bracha, Shuv Ein Takona V'Chozel Arosh. Once you start the Bracha, you're done. You can't go back. You have to start benching again. De Lo Kechai Odom. Unlike the Chai Odom that I, the Chavetz Chaim, brought down in the Mishabura. V'nirali, and it appears to me the sviralu that these other achronim hold the hod da'aminam b'shas, that which the Gemara says d'kishe pasach ba'atova meitiv chozel arosh, when the Gemara says that if you started atova meitiv you go back to the beginning u'mishum shayidei zen nikur shekvar hisil daitem mibracha shlishis. The logic is that through saying the beginning of the new bracha, it's recognizable that you took your mind off the third bracha. You already began the fourth bracha. Too late. You can't fix it anymore. V'chein mashma be'emetz b'yushalmi per shlosha sh'och l'alach adalit. Ayin sham b'vnei Moshe. V'chein mevura b'or zarua behedya. Ayin sham. So many achronim argue with the chayadim. Ulefi zeh, according to this, mayim mahani sh'yigmar asher nosan menucha. So what would the eitzah of the chayadim do? If the whole problem is that once you start the word baruch, you start a new bracha, you may see das in the third bracha, so you're done. The whole hetter to say these brachos in the middle is because we view it as if you're still in the middle of that bracha. But once you start the first word of the next bracha, that's aslach das from the bracha. You show you're onto the fourth bracha, you finish with the third bracha. Hare alko ponek ishamar baruch ato Hashem, choshav adas bracha revius. Once you say baruch ato Hashem, or whatever amount you said, that's already considered having in mind the fourth bracha. Umemelu kfar isiyot daitu mi bracha shlishis. Memelu, you already misiyot das in the third bracha. V'alkein dina dechai odom tzarech iyan gadol. So this is funny, because in the Mishabura the Chavetz Chaim only brings the Chai Odom. And then in the Bir Halacha, he blasts the Chai Odom. He says, Achronim argue with him at Tzarech Iyan Gadol the Chai Odom. So why do you bring it in the Mishabura? So look at note number 17. Very interesting note, very mistabra, note number 17. The afal pisha nusar bazeb at Tzarech Iyan Gadol. Even though the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha comes out of the Chai Odom, Tzarech Iyan Gadol, mikomokom hora agon shom zaman rabach, shom zaman paskind, shedas ha mishabura lisok ha Chai Odom. The Mishabura is still passing like the Chai Odom. Shekol Sha'amar Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's the long that you only said those words. Yisayim Asher Nosan V'chein Minhag Olam V'chein Kasav V'Or Letzion. That is the Minhag Olam. It's very misarbe what Shlomo Zalman is saying, because the Maisa in the Mishabura, that's all he brings down. He doesn't say anything else. He just says, I am the Bir Alocha, but he doesn't mean on the other Achronim. So he's telling us that really he doesn't understand the Chayadim, but for some reason he feels that's the proper way to go. And therefore Shlomo Zalman says, that's how the Chavetz Chaim is passing, and that is the Minhag Olam, that if a person said those words, he can then fill in the rest of the Bracha, and we're not concerned with this serious concern that the other Achronim bring up, that even though you didn't say too much, and you could still do it in terms of the words, but in terms of your mind, you already ruined it, because you already started the next bracha, clearly showing you're intending for the fourth bracha, your Mesiyah Das in the third bracha, and adding on to that, like we saw in the Bir Halacha previously, the whole point that you could say these brachos, and we learned from there by Mashiv HaRuach and by Yalav Yavu in Davening, is because that once you finish the bracha, till you start the next bracha, it's still considered you're holding in that bracha, but here you started the next bracha. So even though he has a Tzachin Gadol L'maisa, that's how we come out. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura in Sivkaton Chavdalin. So we said in the Mechaber, again, if you don't realize your mistake until you start at Tava Meitiv, either like the Chayodim or like the other Achronim, then you have to go back and start benching again. Says the Mishabura, the cave and the kfar siyem seder brachos da'araisa. Once you already finished the order of the brachos da'araisa, the siyach daitum mehem, you took your mind off them, upaso ba'tova meitiv, and you already started whatever amount of Atova Meitiv that you require, Domi la'akiras raglayim v'tfilah Shemoneh Esrei. It's similar to taking your three steps back in Shemoneh Esrei, you're done. The Chozel Arosh, just like in Shemoneh Esrei, once you take your three steps back, you're done, you can't go back for anything you forgot. So too over here, once you start Atova Meitiv too much, you already have to go back, it's like you took your steps back. In Toa Be'ezadavar, if you made a mistake in any area, too late. The Imtah Be'bracha Revias, let's say your mistake was in the fourth bracha, in the bracha de Rabbanon, for some reason you left off the Shema Malchus in the fourth bracha, afa pishek fa gomar osa, even if you already finished the fourth bracha, eino chozer elala tova meitiv shi bracha b'fnei atzma, you would not have to go back to the beginning of benching, you would only have to go back to the beginning of the fourth bracha, which bracha, that stands on its own, that's the bracha of the Rabbanon, you'd only go back to there. Okay, let's see an interesting note number 14. Note number 14 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that on Rosh Hashanah we brought down a machlokas. On Rosh Hashanah we said from the Magen Avram that you say the bracha Shenosan Yom Tovim Ama Yisrael Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, and there's no chasima. That was the Magen Avram. The Knesset HaGdolah and many Achronim argue and say that you do end off. And therefore we said, Al-Kain Tzarech Lachtom, Baruch Hashem, Mekadei Shulav Yom HaZikaron. And then we said another machlokas, along the same lines, with the same svaras, if you forgot and you started at Tova Meitiv, so Gamkein Asa Magen Avram, the Shuvein Ochozer, Kemo Rosh Chodesh, you won't go back, once you're at Tova Meitiv, you don't go back to the beginning of benching, Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Chodesh, and the Yerabah argues and says, no, Rosh Hashanah is like a real yantiv, you do go back. So if you look at note number 14, he points out, V'af L'das Agon Rab Abula Pasvalar, even according to him, Hamuva b'Shar Tzion l'Kamon is brought down to Shar Tzion in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He holds a mechudish dikdin. Shemisha shachach lomer hamelach hakadosh b'leil Rosh Hashanah. He says a chiddush that the Chavetz Chaim takes issue with, and many Achronim take issue with, and that is that if you forgot to say hamelach hakadosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back. Kevan she'im mekadshin es hachodesh b'leila. He says the same way that on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavu at Mariv, you don't go back, because Eim Akash HaKadosh B'Layla. So he takes it a step further. If you forget on Melech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to go back, because Eim Akash HaKadosh B'Layla. So HaRei Zekechol El Rosh Chodesh. He says that's like any other El Rosh Chodesh, HaShokhech Lomer Bo Yalav Yavu, Eino Tzar Lasser Lomer, you don't have to go back. So Kostav HaGon Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah says, Shemikom Mokom HaShokhech Lomer Yalav Yavu B'Berichas HaMazom. That's all by Hamelach HaKadosh in Shemoneh Esrei. That's where he says that Chiddush. But when it comes to Yalav Yavu in Birchas HaMazon, B'Leil Rosh Hashanah, Tzarech Lachzor L'Omra. In that case, you would have to go back for Yalav Yavu in benching. Shelo Omar Kein HaGon HaNal Elo L'Inyan Tevos Hamelach HaKadosh. That Chiddush of Rav Abelu is only L'Gabri, the words Hamelach HaKadosh. And the reason is, L'Fi She'ein Bezdin Shemala Donim Elo Im Kein Kiddush Bezdin Shalmata. Because Bezin Shalmala does not start judging until Bezin Shalmata is Mekadesh Tiyom. and therefore it's totally on the Kiddush of Beis Din Lamata. Masha'enkin le'inyan Yalav Yavo, which is not the case by Yalav Yavo, Shevadai Tzorach le'omro ap b'leil Rosh Hashanah, that's different, that Vadai has to be said even b'leil Rosh Hashanah, like any other Yontif. And that's actually what many people take issue with him, because how could you say b'melech HaKadosh, the halacha is that on Yontif, including Rosh Hashanah, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, it's Rosh Hashanah, you have to go back. So why would HaMelech HaKadosh be different? So Shlomo Zalman saying, Rav Moshe says the same thing over there to answer for him, that it's a din on HaMelech HaKadosh, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't start judging on Rosh Hashanah till Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, so therefore that Bedavka is totally in Beis Din, and there he says by HaMelech HaKadosh, that you wouldn't have to go back for it. But if Yalav Yavo in benching, Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, Avada, you would have to go back for it. Od Kosov Agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shlomo Zalman says further, Shahov Kosov Mishabur Lakamah, and since the Mishabur says later on, Shabalel Rosh Hashanah Osir Lotzim, that it's Osir to fast on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Mistaber Shagami Sheshachach Yalav Yavo Berg Zamazim. It's logical that even one who forgot Yalav Yavo in benching, Afagav She'enu Choser Machmas Rosh Chodesh, even though he doesn't go back, Midin Rosh Chodesh, Mikomoko Machmas Hayonto Shrosh Hashanah Tzarach Lassar, he would have to go back for the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, because again, we said the whole Svara was that since you're allowed to fast, so there's an Inyan to fast on Rosh Hashanah, that's why it would be like Rosh Chodesh, but if you hold that it's Asr to fast at night, so Avada, it would be like any other Yontif that it's Asr to fast, and you would absolutely have to go back if you forgot Yalav Yavo then. Okay, let's stop over here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into Siv Zayin.